truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
With their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard these things? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said to him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? Do not you yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the toilet in the drought? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands, unwashed, unceremonially washed hands, does not defile a man. Come on, we're going to root out some doctrines of men, some traditions of men, so your mind can stay free. Amen. So Jesus ran up one side and down the other side of these Pharisees. Let them know it's not the ceremonial. Matter of fact, Jesus was the end of the law. What? End of the ceremonial part of the law. We don't have to offer sheep and bullock. We don't have to light candles. We don't have to do any of that. Jesus brought an end to all of that. Amen. But the law now has to be written upon our heart. How many of the Ten Commandments ought to be still in your heart? Amen. Not the ceremonial part that the Pharisees added so many things to. That was never true. That was never right. But even the ceremonial part is done away with in Christ. He is the end of the law. Praise God. So let's go back to Colossians chapter 2. And in verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world. Okay, we just touched the tradition of men. But he also said the rudiments of the world. Many are bound by how the world does everything. Tell someone, we are of another kingdom. The principles of this kingdom are different. The laws by which we abide are different than the ways of the world. We are in the world, but we are not conformed to the world. We are not of the world. There are those that still put all their faith and trust in a paycheck. I'm not knocking paychecks. Thank God for paychecks. But we have to rise above that, because the world, the Gentiles, spend all their time. Amen. They seek after these things. That's their source. Amen. That's everything to them. But see, we're of a higher order. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. Instead of just seeking these things, the word says, rise up and seek God first. In other words, don't be after just the rudiments of the world. Don't be bound by what the world is bound by. Don't go the way of the world. Be not conformed to this world. I'm telling you, there's a heavenly realm that opens up. It's available to us. But the Lord said, you got to be delivered from the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world. When I was studying this, the Lord reminded me of something. He said, the land I give you is not like Egypt. It's a land that drinks the rain from heaven. In other words, as much as rain as we get down here, it don't rain every day. Sometimes it look like the grass gonna burn up. Right? Sometimes it look, okay, Lord, too much rain. But this is the thing. It's not according to man's schedule. Well, see, Tuesday for sure, it may not be Tuesday. Because heaven knows. That makes you have to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, not lean to what you have in your hand, but lean to the one that you believe and trust. Amen. That he will come through on time. Come on, somebody. That he will have it there waiting for you. You put your trust in him. Amen. It doesn't mean that you mismanage and mishandle stuff. You're a good steward over what God gives you, but your trust is not in that. We seek first the kingdom and God's righteousness, and we allow God to add the stuff. We don't lose sleep worrying. See, the Gentiles seek after all that stuff. How many church folk are seeking after this stuff and leaving God out? Bound by the rudiments of the world. See, that word rudiments is an interesting word. It means something orderly in arrangement. It means a proposition, an element, a principle. We're not governed nor limited by the principles of the world. Do you understand? God can stretch your money. He can multiply your fishes and loaves. So stop being all worked up about what you know, looking at lack or insufficiency, or you just don't know how it's going to work out. No, you're being bound by the rudiments of the world. Tell somebody, we are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into a kingdom. And we have a king who provides everything for us. But you got to learn to trust him. See, God, you may be expecting God on Tuesday, and God say, I ain't coming till Thursday. Amen. But guess what? Like the song, like the saying is, he may not come when you want him, when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always there. He's always got enough. He's always even got more than enough when you allow God. But you got to be delivered from the bondage of the rudiments of the world. Thank God for a paycheck, but your source is not the paycheck. Somebody give the Lord a real clap in here. I'm preaching harder than y'all responding. Rudiments. It also means rank. To march in military rank. To keep step. To conform to. To walk orderly. The Lord said we're not to be bound by the order of the world. You understand what I mean? By bound, our faith is not in the way the world operates. In other words, I hear the Lord say right now, he's going to take many of you into places where you get the best deals. Not just any old deal. Ain't nobody going to throw you a bone. No, God going to lead you to the place where you get the best deals. You get real deals. You get real favor. You get real blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, God's going to lead you into that. Because why? You're not conformed to the rudiments of this world. You're not just taking anything. God's going to show you and direct you. Beware. Don't let anybody spoil you. Take your captive, make booty out of you. Maybe I better use another word, spoil. I'll use spoil. Prize, you know. I won't get like the hip hoppers. So y'all understand what I'm saying, right? Don't let any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit after the tradition of men. After the rudiments of the world or this system, and not after Christ. The Lord said, I'll send rain. You won't be like Egypt. They irrigated. No rain came there. They irrigated and they had to work that. It was all their efforts. God says, no, with you, your land will drink the rain from heaven. I'll send rain from heaven, and that will be your blessing. How many know when God sends rain, he's going to send the right amount of rain? Not too much, not too little. Not too late, not too early. He's going to send the right amount. So we must understand that to not be bound by the rudiments of this world, but we are to follow Christ. Verse 9 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Skip down to verse number 20 of that same chapter, Colossians, verse number 20. He touches on it again. He says, wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ, here we go, from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, but not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So Paul is challenging them here not to be entangled would surface things that seem like change, that seem like discipline, but have no real power to change, have no real keeping power. Traditions of men, rudiments of the world. We are of another kingdom. Amen. I said we are in another kingdom. And you, it's important to come into the realization of who you are, whose you are, and what you have available to you. That anointing on your life can and should destroy every yoke, every bondage, every depression. Amen. That's the enabling that you have as a child of God.
Hello, listeners. Join the Resurrection Life family as we celebrate our 29th anniversary.
Wednesday, July 28th through Sunday, August 1st, 2021.
This year's theme is the Great Reset.
As globalists are seeking to mandate a satanic agenda,
an agenda bent on depopulating the earth and destroying humanity, God's crowning creation.
God has plans to restore,
revive,
resurrect,
and reset his church in these last days.
Prepare yourself for the next great move of God.
It's the Great Reset.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.